This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, I tell you, that was a heated discussion with Jesse Ventura. We just argued more and more on air. And, you know, Jesse really believes what he believes. He really believes in the justice of it. And he really believes in the fairness aspect of it. But it's not fair that Mexico has a wall, a fence, and puts Guatemalans in forced labor for a year, but then expects everybody to come up here and have everything for free, and that Mexico teaches a liberation theology and teaches that the Southwest belongs to Mexico when Russia had California. You know, Spain had Texas, the French had Texas and Louisiana. That's why there's six flags over Texas. There were a bunch of empires. I mean, for heaven's sakes, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, the German Empire, ran Mexico for off and on for 60 years after Spain left. So it's just crazy. But like if Russians started claiming that they had some take on California or Alaska, well, you may have a couple hundred years ago, but you don't now. And I'm not anti-Russian that I say that. The globalists have conquered America. The globalists are conquering all our countries and playing us off against each other. And I don't think it's a fair debate to just play the card that it's racist to say that, you know, Mexicans are bad if you're for, you know, the borders being closed. But that people aren't saying Mexicans are evil inherently because we don't want the border completely wide open. This isn't Mexico. I mean, I can't even go down to Mexico and own land except in small controlled areas. I don't have rights as an American down there. If Mexico reciprocated and treated us the same, then we could have a treaty and more open borders. But it's just not a one-way street. And I don't like to debate Ventura when we're short on time. With a big question like, do you want to get rid of the Statue of Liberty? I'm like, yeah, let's send it to the moon. Let's send it to Mars. Quite frankly, it's an Illuminati symbol. Quite frankly, it's obnoxious. Quite frankly, it's a globalist instrument of propaganda, and I personally don't like the Statue of Liberty. I think it's an interesting piece of art, but it's a man in drag. The maker of it admitted that. It's not even what people think it is. And, you know, it sits there and says, give me your tired, give me your hungry, give me your starving. That's not what this country was about. This country was, give us your freebooters, give us your swashbucklers, give us your builders, give us your strivers, give us your trailblazers, give us your rugged individualists. And coming up in studio at the bottom of the hour, you want to hear about the migrants, as they call them. First, don't call them illegals. Then just call them migrants. So it's all part of this UN global agenda where groups can migrate wherever they want. So the globalists can selectively bring in giant hordes of people who don't integrate so that they can have a divide and conquer strategy. And it just gives me a headache that the people that push having open borders will not have a real debate on the subject. The fact that none of these Arab countries will take any of the refugees, the fact that Latin American countries have strict controls and borders, and if they didn't, the ones that don't end up being failed states. I mean, this is how you bring a country down. Half of Arizona now has signs up saying don't go down this road under the control of cartels. Our government has given roughly half of Arizona, the southern half, to the drug cartels. Now, that doesn't mean I'm for the drug war either. Decriminalize to end the incentive for the drug cartels. But while we got the drug war running, we've got to control the sovereign territory of this nation. I mean, it's a fraud that the TSA wants to grope my genitals, put me in a naked body scanner to keep me, quote, safe at an internal checkpoint, but the border's wide open. That's all I'm saying is it's all a fraud on its face. Tons of news straight ahead. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to your life.
Turning back, baby. All right, I want to open the phones up in this hour. We cleared the lines of folks that were from Ventura, because obviously Ventura's gone. If you've got any questions, comments, agree, disagree, any news items you want to raise, whatever the topic is, I want to hear from you in this live worldwide third hour. It is the 21st day of September 2015 on this Monday transmission. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Headlines at InfoWars.com. Hungary authorities, troops. Again, Hungary authorizes troops to use rubber bullets on rioting illegal immigrants. They had issued that last week, but then revoked it, saying it was a human rights violation, but now it's been reissued. Also, cop threatens students with jail for handing out pocket constitutions. We're going to play some of that shocking video here in just a moment. Breaking: Russian Marines battle ISIS in Syria. That's pretty much exclusive to InfoWars. At least it was an hour ago when it broke. It was not in Western news. It's in the official Russian news publications. Establishment Democrats work hard to push Clinton over Sanders. Obama supporters signed a petition to nuke North Korea. Half of Americans believe federal government to be an immediate threat to freedom. We've got Alex Jones harassed by TSA over a jar of grape jelly. I got photos of it. And then another article, all Republican presidential candidates stand for war. I read that article, and I agree with Roberts on most issues, but Rand Paul is not supporting war. So I'm a little bit confused by that, but almost all of them are. That is certainly a fair statement. And look, I've been critical of Rand Paul, only saying he should get more fired up. But if you watch that debate last Wednesday night, and we covered it live here during the 28-hour transmission, he's hands down the best candidate. I mean, Trump's funny to watch. He's fun. He says a lot of stuff that's true. But it's just crazy. You know, talking about optics, I saw a story over the weekend about Vladimir Putin and Berlusconi, the former president of Italy, in eastern Ukraine, in Crimea, at a famous vineyard. And they opened up a bottle of thousands of bottles of wine that were there that was 210 years old. You can just type in Putin and Berlusconi in Ukraine probe for drinking Crimea wine. And this is a stunt they know will reach out to the proletariat. At the time that that bottle of wine was corked, was produced, Russia fully controlled Ukraine and fully controlled Crimea, and the Crimea was part of Russia. But that doesn't matter. They're now claiming that Putin and Berlusconi stole a bottle of wine that was part of a PR stunt just promoting local Ukrainian wine. Like, oh, we're here with the farmers. Yes, let's open some wine. Why? It's very old. And then they reduce it down to the ultimate crime. BBC, CNN, Fox News, Associated Press, Reuters, French news agencies, that Vladimir Putin is there looting the Ukrainian wine. The globalists overthrew the country 2 years ago. They put it into civil war. They appointed a government. They're bombing and shelling all over the country. The Russians have taken a small area that has their pipelines. Joe Biden's son, the one that lived, not the other one, you know, is over there claiming he owns the pipelines now. He heads the company that's getting them. It's a power grab in Russia's backyard, and the public is so angry over a bottle of wine. The globalists are robbing us with Obamacare. They're robbing us of our future. They're turning ISIS and Al-Qaeda loose all over the world, and they could reduce this, though, down to Berlusconi and Putin are in Ukraine stealing the wine. And there's a major investigation, and Berlusconi is banned from Ukraine by the Ukrainian authorities in the West. Well, guess what? You don't control that area. But it just shows how everything is turned into propaganda now. Everything turns into some giant stunt. And then the real communist threat, this Pope, is running around telling us we can't have air conditioning. And that we can't have hot meals and we can't have nice lives. Why not say we should make clean technologies? Why not say we need to build new civilizations? No, it's we need to have a new dark age overseen by some guy above the law, tax exempt, in an armored palace. It's obscene. And the left is making their move worldwide. And a lot of people who've been libertarians or conservatives are deciding to join with the left worldwide in the takeover. And I'm seeing this more and more with people where they're going from being libertarians to just absolutely just getting on the bandwagon. Yeah, let's pay for everything free for foreigners. You're racist if you don't support it. Yeah, this Pope's a great guy. Yeah, we need to go ahead and go along with all this. It's a very dangerous, dangerous, dangerous situation. Now I'm going to go to your phone calls. Gerald and Sonny and Dan and Rattle and others that are patiently holding. But first, this article is up on prisonplanet.com, and Infowars.com. And I defend good police officers. I defend local government when it's constitutional. I don't take what one bad cop does and project it onto all the rest of the cops. That's the White House and social engineering. But more and more, I see videos of pro-lifers on the side of the road or constitutionalists out on the sidewalk in front of a university. This has happened all over the country. They'll do it on Constitution Day or Patriots Day, handing out, this is a new event, but I see these every few months, pod constitutions, and the police will arrest you or fine you. And courts will overturn it, but still it happens. Because if you're a student in a university and you're not blocking a busy walkway or whatever, because I've read the regulations and the laws and seen the court rulings, you can stand in a commons and hand out literature. Universities are supposed to be the most open, the most free, and they're becoming the least open, the least free. Steve Watson reports, video, cop threatened student with jail for handing out pocket constitutions. You can't do it out here, otherwise I'm going to have to lock you up. When the cop is sworn an oath to the Constitution that says that he has a right to assemble peacefully and for redress of grievance. Video has emerged of two students at the College of DuPage, University of Illinois, being threatened. I want these students on. Let's get them on the nightly news, guys. Being threatened with arrest by a cop for handing out pocket constitutions the day after Constitution Day. I guess this has come out now after the incident. The two students were also handing out flyers that stated America is a free speech zone when they were approached by an officer who subsequently threatened to take them to jail. And some will say, well, they were out there baiting the cop. Well, absolutely. Showing this is going on. Because it's the same college I've seen that has fined people for doing this before. The footage shows student Joseph Enders asking the officer, what are the rules for doing this kind of stuff on campus? You go to the student life office and they give you a permit to do so, the officer replies. You can't have everybody out here doing this, the officer states, adding, otherwise you'd have stuff lined up here, everybody handing out different view, a different point. So you can't do that. Well, a college is supposed to be like that. Wow, university students voicing and displaying their opinions in America. The horror. The second student, Kara Hamilton, then comments, so like free speech. It's not free speech, ma'am, the officer asserts, claiming that nobody's stopping you from free speech, but you solicit out here that basically you're soliciting your opinion. So see, now putting your opinion out is soliciting. Well, that's free speech. Okay. Quoting the cop, okay, and you need to go get a permit. The exchange continues with Enders asking, is speech a commodity? Well, you're handing out pamphlets and stuff like that. That's exactly what it would mean, the officer responds. Let's go to some of this video and some of this audio. Here it is.
It's a public university, so...
That's correct, and they do have rules, so, but you got to go in and be a student life and see if you can get a permit to do so. You can't just do it whenever you want.
So just like
excuse me, what is your guys' rules for doing this kind of stuff on campus? What are your guys' rules? You got to go to the student life lounge.
They give you a permit to do so.
So you need a permit to...
Yeah, we can't have everybody out here doing this, okay? Otherwise, you have stuff lined up all along here. Everybody has a different view and a different point. So you can't do it.
Hit pause.
It's not free speech.
Otherwise, you'd have everyone out here with a different point of view. That's what a college is for. This is what they've turned them into. What was the other big college? Was it Dartmouth? Paul did a story on it a few months ago that said there is no free speech on campus, get used to it, in the official handbook. I mean, this is the arrogant attitude. Let's go back to the so-called police officer.
Don't like free speech.
It's not free speech, man. Nobody's stopping you from free speech, but you can't solicit out there. You're soliciting your opinions.
Hit pause. An opinion and soliciting your opinion is free speech. Soliciting is coming to somebody's door to sell them something on private property, not a perceived public commons. So this police officer hasn't read the statutes and hasn't read the case law. Here it is.
You need to go get a permit. Just go inside.
Is it a commodity?
What's the permit for that we need exactly?
Yeah.
Why don't you go talk to the student life?
Okay.
But you can't do it out here. Otherwise, I'm going to block you.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want it to come to that.
Is it the signs or the flyer?
So you're passing out stuff.
I asked for it, though.
They're soliciting it. I mean, you approached them because they were here doing it. If they weren't here, you weren't approaching them.
Okay, so like so political speech.
I think I talked to you before. I talked to you before, I believe, in the past. I think it was last semester I talked to you.
Hit pause. Back it up. And now some little security guard shows up, bugging his eyes out. The cop starts, I've talked to you before. You can tell he's thinking about arresting him. You know, you've been out here before with those constitutions. You know, in the back of his head, constitutionalist, terrorist, MRAPs, the enemy. I mean, this is the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, brainwashing at work. Let's go ahead now and go back to the clip.
Okay, so political speech.
I talked to you before. I talked to you before, I believe, in the past. I think it was last semester I talked to you.
I don't believe so.
I think so. I think
well, I know for a fact, because I probably was unpretty set on that.
And I thought the other gentleman that you were with earlier, at the table out in front.
Oh cool. Just one more question. So why do we need the permit?
Why don't you go to the student life and ask them?
Okay, awesome. Right. Cool, thank you, officer.
I appreciate it. Break it up.
Break it up. Bring it up out here with your American flag and your pocket constitution for free, promoting American values. You don't do that. And then a lot of these universities refuse the permits. In fact, guys, I don't want to just say that. I want to prove it to TV viewers and radio listeners. Search engine, college refuses permit to hand out pocket constitutions. That one was in California. This is happening all over the country. In fact, that's it. I'm going to go to UT or have one of the reporters who wants to do it. I'm going to go down to UT, and I'm going to hand out thousands of pocket constitutions, and I'm not even a student. I don't care. And when the cops show up and say I can't do it, I'm going to say, you understand, this is supposed to be the freest, most open area for the dissemination of free speech. And then I'm going to be able to show people handing out free Chinese restaurant menus and free pizza menus, which they do. And they don't mess with that. They don't care. But they do care if I'm out there promoting the Bill of Rights and Constitution, because it's prasada non grata. And the schools and the colleges are turning into wastelands where free speech is completely, totally, absolutely under attack. There it is. Hawaiian student sues after being ordered to stop handing out pocket constitutions. Yeah, that's another article. I'm telling you, they're all over the country. I mean, it is all over the nation. But I saw one a few months ago where then the students go, and I think it was Berkeley. They go, there it is, yeah, California college student teaches school $50,000 lesson on Constitution. That's a Fox News article. Carol, California, it's too small for me to read. A California college student who was blocked last year from handing out copies of the Constitution gave his school a lesson in civics and law, winning a $50,000 settlement and an agreement to reverse its speech codes. And look, we're not looking to raise money and sue people, but this is what needs to be done. I mean, we've got people going into men's barbershops saying, cut my hair, and then going and basically trying to start government lawsuits, threatening $10,000 fines and getting $700 fines if you go, hey, lady, we cut men's hair. That's clearly not discrimination. It's what you do as a business. It's how they operate. Oh, man, there's just so much going on right now. There's so much happening. And it makes my head spin. It absolutely makes my head hurt hard. Hurt so hard. Hurt so hard. Just to see videos like I have in my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, that I made 14 years ago, 13 years ago plus. It was out within 3 months of 9/11. And they pull a lady over. It's a checkpoint in the middle of nowhere in Virginia. She's a naval veteran, no criminal record, has canning equipment, a VHS tape of Patriot Games in her backseat. You know, Harrison Ford, the Pachinik book with Clancy. And they pull her over. She comes to the checkpoint. They want to ask her questions. She says, you don't have a reason to have a checkpoint running. Are you looking for somebody in particular? And they go, no. She goes, then I'm not going to do it. So they drag her out of the car, and they find the Patriot Games, and they start freaking out and getting scared. This is the word Patriot. And it's like a satire piece. You can't believe they're acting this silly, this freaked out, this crazy. And then they flip out from there and get in her trunk, and they find canning supplies. They think that's really evil. And then they find a pocket constitution. And they go, oh, my God, is this legal? And then a supervisor comes and says, she may be allowed to have that. Maybe that's what she talks about, how she's got a constitution. That may be what she means. But look, we'll just take her to jail and find out, just is it legal? I don't know. Here are guys that have sworn an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. It's the whole foundation of the country. And I'm not making fun of them. That's how they were talking on the squad car video. I aired on the radio like all 20 minutes of it. In the film, there's like 3 or 4 minutes of it. And they're just like, my God. Oh, boss, she got it. I found one of them. She's one of them extremists like the Klan or something. Boss, she got one. And he's like, good Lord, I can't believe it. You got a constitution. I mean, it was like they found a dead, mummified baby in her trunk. But when they do find live babies being vivisected on TV, nobody cares. It's like, oh, big deal. Cut up them babies. The government loves you. Planned Parenthood loves you. Everything's fine. Everything's great. It's sick. It's beyond whacked out. The most extreme level I've ever seen in my life. And it's only going to get crazier under the cult-like rule of these totalitarians that say our kids belong to them. They're going to forcibly inject us. I mean, they're really pushing into physical confrontation, licking their lips, because they hate the cops. They hate the vets. They hate anybody that's the old tradition. That's how cultic this takeover is. So they're going to use all the cops and all the military in a huge, stinking, cold war against the people, destroying their two enemies. And if you look at how dumb those Virginia state troopers were, I mean, she's got one. And you're watching the video, they could not be this dumb. They are. They're as dumb as Mark Dice people he goes out and talks to that go, we want to put all gun owners in forced labor camps because they own guns. Yeah, it's time to arrest them all. I agree. Forced labor camps. I'm sick of these people. Look, she's got a constitution. Sir, look, I found it. They act like the moron villains in Time Bandits or something that live in hell. Master! I mean, they are so dumb. And most cops aren't that dumb. But it doesn't matter. They're recruiting the biggest idiots on the planet that are just so stupid they're invincible. You can't intellectually reach out to them. You can't explain their own constitution to them. They think it's a demon. They think they find a rattlesnake in the back of her trunk. We can't be doing wrong running a checkpoint. It's routine. We use the word routine. It's a routine forced inoculation. It's a routine Jocelyn Elders. Surgeon General wants to teach 5-year-olds how to masturbate. It's to have a creepy woman in a naval outfit on TV telling teachers to reach down and help kids masturbate. There's nothing wrong there. There's nothing wrong telling 5-year-olds that they've now got a bathroom if they want to be a girl or a boy. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong in having U.S. Army soldiers march in red high heels to teach them how to be feminist. I mean, what in the world? It's all just how much can they make us do? How many orders can they give us? What won't we not do when we're ordered to do it? We're going to go to break and come back and go to your phone calls and more here today. And I'll see if Pat showed up at the studio. He wasn't here earlier. He's here to tell his whole story briefly, and then we'll go to your phone calls. Briefly, I didn't even plug last hour. I was so busy arguing with Ventura. But before I do go any further, if you want Super Male Vitality, we've got it back in stock. Very, very high quality. We've got Silver Bullet. We've got all these other great products. The bad news is Deep Cleanse will sell out today. Also, Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2 will sell out in the next week at current sales projections. We're trying to get more in, but it can be as much as 2 months till we get more Survival Shield, Nason 9 on X2, the total game changer, the good halogen, the amazing things and stuff for me and my family are just incredible. And at the end of the week, we've got to stop offering it at the lowest price ever from my Patriot Supply at InfoWarsStore.com when you get InfoWars Select, their highest quality, newest, freshest, best meals, the best deal out there, InfoWarsStore.com. Or InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139. Now is the time to get storable food. The elite are stockpiling it. I hope we don't have to use it, but you got to be prepared in these crazy times.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Are you willing? Who want a man on the street? No more spray. You want a turn?
Remember 5 years ago they told you it'd be 2025 till driverless cars hit major roads and towns across the world. Well, now driverless pods are already hitting public roads. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And sex reassessment is latest company benefit in push for equality as they add the chemicals of the food and water to further confuse the public sexuality, moving us towards an asexual system where, you know what, there can be no sexualism, there can be no culture of any type, everything's just gray, or you're offending someone else. Who would have ever thought, that's from Bloomberg Business, that they would actually now be saying, ban the word mother and father, husband and wife, boy and girl. You see, it moves from accept everyone to you can't be a man or a woman. That hurts somebody else's feelings. It's not tolerance. It's not like I'm tolerant of the, you know, LD Leather Daddy on South Park. It's that in the future that'll be banned too, because it's hurtful of someone who doesn't know Lemmy Lynch. I mean, that's my buddy Patrick. I'm starting to joke around. I got to stop right there, bro. Pat and his wife are really good friends of mine. We go out and Barton Springs, you know, go out on the lake, you name it. Good friends of mine. He's also my personal trainer. You see the terrible job he's been doing. He's been gone for 3.5 weeks every few years. Pat takes off for a few days, for a few weeks, and he's going to be telling you about his experience in Eastern Europe with the immigrants. Oh, I'm sorry, that's not the word I'm supposed to use now. The migrants, the refugees. So we'll be talking to Pat here in just a moment. Again, more of the news breaking on Infowars.com. There is quite a bit of it right up there that's very important. Russian Marines are battling ISIS now officially in Syria. That is red linked by Kit Daniels up on Infowars.com. We also, have Obama supporters signing a petition to nuke North Korea. That is linked up on DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side as well. Now, Pat Riley joins us in studio because this morning I was working out with him and he started talking about what he saw with the refugees. And I said, you know, you sent me a lot of great photos, text me a lot of great photos. I'm certainly envious of Croatia, certainly envious of how beautiful Turkey is. I've seen footage before when we sent a film crew to Turkey to cover Bilderberg of what it looks like there. I mean, it looks like Tatooine, you know, meets East Texas, meets Canada. I mean, just the weird way the different landscapes come together, wild stuff. But that's not, unfortunately, while you're here with us, Pat. Repeat to the viewers and listeners out there what you experienced on your trip, what you saw, what the locals in Turkey said, because we have footage we can show in the background while you're talking of the news media saying a father and his children were going to commit suicide on the tracks. They were all so upset that they couldn't be let into Hungary. Right. Well, it turns out he was throwing them onto the tracks, or their baby will drown, and then they position it for the news cameras. Who knows what really happened? I mean, this is professional-level guilt-tripping that's going on when the Middle East isn't taking any of these refugees. Saudi Arabia started all these wars, all these invasions. They've not taken one single person. They've got trillions and trillions of dollars. They buy everybody basically that dropped bombs on Yemen gets a $300,000 new Bentley. You know, why don't they give $300,000 Bentleys to the immigrants? We're sick of being told we got to pay for it all. So thanks for coming in to repeat the amazing story where you saw someone faking suicide if they didn't get more money and it was totally rigged. And then you talked to locals that confirmed that. So, Pat Riley, please tell us what you saw.
Well, I had a chance to go to Italy, Montenegro, Croatia, and Turkey. And while in Turkey, in Istanbul, we were walking around Taksim Square, and after dinner, we were just around the square thinking about a second dinner, and all of a sudden some commotion broke out, and everybody was surrounding the Taksim Square Hotel right there on the edge of the square, and all of a sudden things started getting thrown out from the window, and the windows opened slightly, and we noticed that half of the chair was hanging out, and there was a gentleman with like a white shirt with his back to the window sitting down. And all of a sudden, you know, everybody started screaming, don't jump, don't jump. And there was a Syrian refugee woman with her kids sitting there. And she kept saying, we need money. This is the translation I heard. This is, you know, this is what we've been pushed to do. You know, my husband's going to jump. We need money to get us, you know, further to Germany, further into Europe. And people just started shelling out money left and right. But long story short, he didn't jump. It maybe happened between 12 and 15 minutes before, I guess he allowed some people in the room But he completely broke through the glass, and several times it looked like he was going to go ahead and jump.
Now, when you described the story to me in detail this morning, you said he had his chair back up against it, ramming through the glass, leaning back, saying, I'm going to go, and then she was down below.
Screaming and crying.
Positioned to then give me money to folks on the street during all this emotion, and that you were told by the local Turks, well, repeat all that stuff you told me.
Right. So essentially, that was the night of the 16th, I believe, in September. I previously that day, as well as the following day, was trying to negotiate a purchase of a carpet. And I had a discussion with the owner of the company.
Why wasn't it just free? You'd migrated there from Texas. Why didn't they just give you a carpet?
Well, they owed it to me.
Yeah.
So.
Or they're racist.
Probably a little bit of that, too. But, it was sad. He said, essentially, this happens 2 to 3 times a week. There's always these suicide attempts, and it's just a ploy. And he goes, did you ever ask yourself, essentially, how they were able to afford that hotel? You know, myself, I was spending the night in a cheap dormitory hostel. It was around 12, 13 euros a night. This hotel probably was at least 200 American, 150 to 200 American. Nobody ever questioned, essentially, how he was in the room, if that, in fact, was even, the husband. But she kept screaming, my husband, my husband. He said essentially this happens all the time.
And her children were with her, correct?
Correct, and she was using them as a...
That's a great... Well, that's what the gypsies do in Europe. And when you got to see it to believe it, they'll take their firstborn, whatever, and maim it.
Absolutely.
Break the arm, twist it, burn it with acid, and then the child's just are going, begging, and then you're supposed to give them money. And it's like, well, it's their culture to maim their children. And, well, I guess it was the Nazis' culture to kill everybody then. I don't support any of that. No, we have to learn to discriminate against cultures that are twisted and corrupt. I mean, it's just a fact.
Yep.
It's wrong to torture your children, and it's wrong in Afghanistan to rape children. But here it is in the New York Times, U.S. soldiers told to ignore sexual abuse of boys by Afghan allies. Soon, it's going to be, I am a pedophile phobe. Well, I am a pedophile phobe. Keep your damn hands off the kids. Well, sorry, Pat, go ahead.
No, well, the sad thing was he was telling me, essentially, there's a number of jobs that they could have, behind-the-scenes type of deal, cleaning tables, busing tables, working for the city, cleaning the streets. And they essentially would only make, I think, the equivalent to 20, 25 American or like 100 Turkish lira.
But you were saying, he said there they could live, decent on that.
Yeah, so there apparently every day, they stand a chance to bring in 200-400 lira, and the amount of money I saw, that was gifting to her was, outrageous. I mean, she probably made more than 1,000 lira, which allegedly can, get her where she needs to go for the next 2 to 3 months. But I think this is
all
you've got to
do is every few weeks go check into a hotel, knock the windows out, and then because it's a delicate immigrant, thank you for knocking your windows out. Thank you for running the scam. Oh, we worship you. Oh, everything's free. This is sick.
I should have asked for a free hotel room.
And just go threaten to kill yourself, and they'll throw wads of cash at you, and you'll be worshipped.
But apparently they're playing the tourists every day, and it's just a really sad attempt to know that that's not real.
Well, Pat Riley is here with us. You drop by occasionally and hang out at the studio. You've been gone for 3 weeks, but you were there in Europe during the midst of this. All I got to say is the Croatia photos, man, where is that lake you were at?
Plitvice Lakes and Krka were two national parks that I went to.
And I told the...
Quite nice.
You were telling me the women are particularly not good looking in that area?
Not at all. Not at all. My wife was happy to know that there were some extremely unattractive women there. So,
Because your wife went for 2 weeks, but then you went for 3.
Correct.
Yeah. But you were a good boy.
I was very good, of course. Good man.
All right.
The women are ugly. Continue. Proceed.
But you said the further you go east, the better looking they get.
Absolutely.
Total torture.
Hands down. Patrick Riley says that.
Certified delicious women.
And the food was good, too.
But, the feminists say we're not supposed to compliment women because they control women. That's their territory. They run the women. And most top feminists, I understand, are lesbians. And so they want like a giant elephant seal out there with their harem going, my women, blah, my women, blah. Can we show some elephant seals, dominant elephant seals? And so they're just telling us stay away from their women. But I just want to tell all of them, no, we're muscling into the table. No, you don't get all the women. My women.
That's only fair.
You want to do a elephant seal imitation?
No, I'm cool on that.
You know, that's how you secretly go to a beach and pick up all the women.
Well, that's a mating ritual, isn't it?
Well, I'm serious. Like, they've noticed in Italy, like, the bigger, fatter, arrogant guys.
Well, I tell you,
he's literally going to be dominant.
All the big boys pulling up on the yachts, you know, in like Couture and Split and in Var, an island.
Yeah, describe that off Italy. You said it'd be like Russians with like 30.
Yeah, tons of Russians. Going through Budva, you know, you see all the mega yachts outside, and it's just, it's impressive.
Well, that's an example of crony capitalism. Now, see the male? He's let's get some audio here.
I mean, that's a beautiful.
I mean, there's a top feminist, and she says, "Look, these women are mine."
See, I should have tried to bite.
Kind of looks.
I didn't think
like the new Supreme Court justice. Anyways, can we get some audio, please? Oh my gosh!
But it's a horrible trip. You know, I'll probably never go back. Ugly country, ugly women.
Of course, you're being sarcastic.
Absolutely, it's gorgeous. I'd recommend.
What does ugly? Ugly women means emergency danger. Will Robinson?
Absolutely. Must vacate. Must leave now.
Must escape. Must run.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, no, but where do you think this whole immigrant thing's going? Where people say you must accept all these foreigners, you must pay for everything, you must pay for everybody's sex changes, you must pay for everybody's abortions. I mean, I'm sick of people telling me I've got to pay for all this stuff.
Well, as an American, you know, I only ran into people mostly from like New York or maybe California. However, everybody was saying, well, you should take some of these refugees. And I go, do you even know that we've got our own migration problem? And I go, you don't have a migration problem. We have a migration problem. Like, they're superseded ours. Like, that, you know, you need to take some Syrian refugees on top of whatever, you know, alleged migration issue you have.
And most of them, by the way, are not Syrian. Rod Shotgun with us. Pat Riley is here. Any closing comments, though, on watching clearly this fake suicide attempt that you know, ties in? Can we roll in the background the footage just for TV viewers of the father throwing his children on the tracks? Because the media act like this was this beautiful, wonderful thing that was going on. No, it's sickening. But see, if it's a precious immigrant, then it's beautiful.
It's just sad, you know, you hate to see people struggle as you walk through the streets. Everybody's, you know, that's a tourist is having a good time, you know, walking around, seeing the shops, having a few drinks, buying carpets. And these women, you know, are doing this this song, this pleading song of, you know, you should feel guilty. You should give me money. And every corner you take, every half a block, you know, you see.
You did a rendition of this for me this morning. Can you give
something like that in, you know, their native tongue? It's, you know, it's just the most interesting form of begging I've ever seen. Been to.
But I'm supposed to fall down to that. Like, I was in Rome, and I was so shocked by it. I had my iPhone, but I didn't get footage of it because I was just so stunned by it. These three gypsies walk over, and they've got, like, this looks like a three-foot-tall old woman, but it's not, and they just pull the veil off. And I knew about the scam, so it was real, though. And clearly this person had been dipped in battery acid when they were a baby. And it was this mutated, tortured person. And they just pull it off and go, ah. And it's just like, ugh. And I'm supposed to go, oh, thank you for torturing your child. I worship you. Your culture is so beautiful. And they have this thing at UT where, you know, you're supposed to adopt the gypsy culture and all this stuff. And I get the fact there are some gypsy bands that don't rob everybody and aren't into all this stuff. But I mean, that's a fact they do this in Europe. It's a fact that that is this culture. It is a fact that it's predatory. It is a fact they mutilate their children. It is a fact that they inbreed. It is a fact they have genetic disorders. It is a fact, and I will not worship it.
Absolutely.
I'm done. I'm not worshiping it. And I'm against torturing children. I'm against mutilating children, and I'm against raping children. But the U.S. military is ordered to cover it up. New York Times, you heard it here a month ago. How sick is that, Riley?
It's absolutely atrocious.
Now you're being a pedophile phobe.
Apparently, I'm at everything. I was called a waitist because I sat next to a 350-pound Turkish man who was overflowing by about 6 to 8 inches on me. An hour on the tarmac, 2 hours in the air. I put a picture up on social media and a hashtag Fat Turkish, and people said that wasn't quite nice. But he had to have the seatbelt extender to sit in the chair. When I got up from the 3 hours of sitting next to him, my right shoulder, and I have a photo actually, my right shoulder was completely wet from the sweat. So now I'm a waitist as well as a set.
One time I was on a coach airplane flight back from some TV show in L.A. with a guy that, I'm not exaggerating, probably weighed 500 pounds, and I know had never taken a bath. He had the most nasty hell on earth smell I've ever smelled.
Why are your onions and garlic on your food, not on your people, right?
Well, but the thing is, I'm supposed to just shove my head up under his arm and worship him. But that's what it is. It's a bunch of thugs, scum, parasites, trash of every race, color, and creed that want to intimidate the producers into bowing down to them and being their slaves. So this is literally a giant horde and a gang with all these different gangs of filth that team up together to make producers, builders, serve them. And I'm sick of it. I mean, it's Atlas Shrugged, man.
Well, you know, you shouldn't, people shouldn't let them, you know, the beggars like that deter them from going to countries like that. However, it's a dime a dozen. It's everybody with the same story, just like here.
Have you seen the gypsies where they have the deformed children?
Absolutely. It's, I mean, it's just the same thing as going up to Hancock.
But I mean, why aren't you for dipping your child in battery acid?
Well, I guess I need to.
How dare you not accept their culture?
I have to accept it.
And hey, did your wife wear a long skirt?
To be respectful, of course.
You know what they say. You submit, racist, filth, white trash, scum.
Absolutely.
Good. All right, let's go to a caller. Stay here, Riley. Sunny in Nevada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate it.
Hey.
Basically, I'm calling because I do love the InfoWars show, and I agree with mostly everything, except there is a lot of Goebbels' method of propaganda being used in the United States, and it's just human nature. I mean, I believe it is. You know, that's just survival of the fittest, you know, eliminate the weak. And I don't believe it's just racial against Hispanics. It's against anyone who perceives to be weak.
It's the power elite working with weak groups to make them angry and to feel like they've been messed with to make them aggressive and gang memberish. Now, that's an oversimplification.
Well, the middle class is being diverted. Their attention is being diverted to one area. Then they're not being able to focus on what's really going on, like going down to the root of the actual problem. So basically, you see a bunch of immigrants coming in and say, well, these are immigrants. They're coming here to take this, they're coming here to take that. But
undoubtedly, immigrants have been used as scapegoats in every culture and every history. Immigrants make a lot of contributions. There's also a lot of negatives throughout history, depending on the time, the period, the area, the circumstances, the economics, the socioeconomic interactions, and larger geopolitical ramifications of the sociological interface that has to be looked at in a wide spectrum actuary of the overall system. But if you pull back from all that and look at government welfare directing culture war, the New World Order wants your guns, it wants open borders, it wants to make you pay for somebody to have a sex change. I don't care if some guy wants to go in and have the doctor, you know, get rid of his, you know what, his Johnson. The issue is I ain't paying for it, and I'm not going to be bullied into paying for it, which I already am, because they said I was against them. It's a load of bull. I'm not against any of these transgender people. I'm not. I'm sick of them being used as a litmus test to force all this on me. God bless you, Sonny. Any comments on that? Patrick J. Riley.
You're absolutely right. You know,
his middle name is not Jay.
I'm not paying for it either. Jay for Geronimo.
Anyways, all right, let's go ahead and take another call. Dan in Indiana, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, I just had a comment on TSA and the quick fix there on the flight. Everybody stop flying. Wouldn't take very long. They'd change that real quick.
Well, they've already cut back a little bit because of folks quitting flying or losing $30 billion a year in tourism, but it's just continuing to some extent. I mean, they hadn't messed with me in a while. But I guess I just forgot and tried to, you know, they thought smuggle jelly.
Juggly smuggler.
But here's the key to the whole TSA deal. Make your point, sir, and then I'll make my final point on the TSA I haven't made yet. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I've been strip searched before and cavity searched, and that's just not good. You know, I won't be subjected to any of that anymore.
Well, you know, in the Beavis and Butthead movie, Beavis then thinks that he's finally scored when they do cavity search. All right, God bless you, sir. Oh, I love Mike Judge. Just ridiculous.
He's good.
You know, this gets to me, Riley, doesn't it, a little bit?
I mean, you should be, you know, you should be a little angered about it. Everybody should. Half the people don't even know.
What if you decide you want to have the government pay for your dog to have a sex change?
Well, I think if the dog wants a sex change, they owe it to the dog to provide facilities and care for it.
And then what do you do? Like have buttons the dog pushes? But even if it doesn't really want one, like one is filet mignon, it hits one button, the other's chicken. So it'll choose filet mignon. That means sex change. And so the dog runs up and then hits it.
That's a segue.
Well, I'm just saying that's how preposterous it all is.
Oh, absolutely.
And again, we wouldn't be covering it, except it's the number one news story constantly. I bought like five magazines when I flew up to Omaha to read there and back, and I read basically all five of them, and it was just all social engineering.
You know, I can say that I've been throughout most of Southeast mainland Asia, and it's very custom for you to run into ladyboys and gangs of ladyboys. And, you know, they're not wanting a whole, you know, news spread and, you know, a TV show about them. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, Caitlyn Jenner comes in the picture and everybody, you know, is concerned with.
Well, the point is, why do you have to pay for it? I'm just, it's not even a moral judgment. I shouldn't have to pay for it. I want to go to some more phone calls, but here's the key to the TSA deal. The TSA people, some of them were really rude. Some of them were somewhat apologetic. This went on for like 35 minutes. They said, listen, we get fired if we don't do this exactly the way they say. So I got patted down twice, interrogated about my jelly. And I was just, I go, I'm going to miss my plane. That's fine. Just act arrogant and powerful. I don't care. Well, why do you have this jelly? And I said, I just forgot, man. I thought I lived in a free country. Now, there's some produce in there, too. Excuse me for buying local. Well, you can go, but. Yeah, you better watch it. Yeah. You're lucky. And I'm just like, no, man, you're not lucky that we live in a country like this. This is a joke. People are like, come on, man, hurry up. You know, they're like, what's this guy's got a problem here? Land of the free, home of the brave, where our government funds Al-Qaeda and ISIS and open borders and buses the illegals in and pays for everything, but I can't have jelly. It's all just social conditioning. And here's what was sad. They told me, it's not our choice. We're just doing our jobs. And that's what zero tolerance is about. It's about these people have no leeway to make their own personal decision as a TSA agent. They just are robots. They follow total orders. Here's this guy with no criminal record. He's clearly bought some stuff at the farmer's market. He's got a thing of Concord grape jelly. Yes, I said, take the jelly. And they go, oh, no, we got to test it. We got to open it up. We got to ask you questions about it. And I couldn't sit there with a straight face. I go, man. And I know they ate it that night or that next morning. It's not funny.
Well, now you're probably labeled as a jelly smuggler. Should really think about that.
It'd have been fine if it was a whole suitcase of dead babies being sold to Planned Parenthood. And then there's the commenter. Some of them are like, I bet you just did that to get attention. Oh, yeah, like, I need to get attention going to the TSA. Like, I want to get grape jelly and just throw it in my bag. And I didn't think about it in the hotel room. I'm like, hurrying, getting packed. I'm through the grape jelly in there, and I can't believe I'm even discussing this. Gerald, oh, by the way, 35 minutes of overdrive here, and then the whole next hour, David Knight's going to be hosting the new fourth hour we're bringing back. Cold War heats up as Russian media stops calling Russian troops little green men and admits boots on the ground. They've been there for years. Kerry keeps upping the number of migrants, he says, from Syria. It's now 85,000. What's behind the rise of Fox candidate du jour? Fiornia, Pope coming to America preaching climatology, I love that, and socialism, Autobots and talking cars ready to roll. Autobots transform and roll out. Gerald in Arkansas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Alex. Congratulations on the money bomb. That proves to those of us who are true believers that God is the one that's there supporting you so you can get this, so he can use you to get this end time message out. So,
well, God bless you, brother, and thanks for putting up with me when I'm goofy in the third hour sometimes. But yes, sir, the fact that we got $1 million in will really help us with a satellite and reach tens of millions more. It's a big deal, it's a big responsibility, and I'll do my best not to let you down. God bless you, sir.
Okay, well, one quick thing. The terminology of our English language has been perverted. That's why we're having such a hard time.
Yes, sir. I mean, that's why we can't communicate with a lot of people now, because the language has been changed, altered, or reduced. It's scary. Anything else?
Yes, think about it. The word legal, the word lawful under the common law, it's not called common legal, it's called common law. They bastardize it. Now everything is legal tender, but the Constitution says no state shall make anything but gold and silver as a payment of debt. So Satan has twisted this thing around to where it's all upside down.
Absolutely. Upside down world. We're going to come back in 70 seconds. Some stations carry it. It's the fourth hour. Infowars.com. Autobots, transform and roll out. Form of Patrick J. Wright.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Optimus Prime.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.